It's Thursday, May 28th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Pastor Brian Nairn of House of Prayer Ministries in Shelbyville, Tennessee, recently returned to the States after 7 months of imprisonment in India. Unbelievably, he was detained because he brought money into the country to pay for the cost of 2 Christian conferences. The Worldview spoke to William Stark of International Christian Concern about Nairn's detainment.
So when he arrived in New Delhi, he went through customs and was carrying a significant sum of money that I believe he did declare. But when custom agents asked him about it, they asked him, "Are you a Christian?" He said, "Yes." And they asked him if the funds were for Christian purposes. And he was actually going to India to attend 2 conferences in which they were training Sunday school teachers. So he also answered that question, yes. When that happened at that point, he was actually released from the custody of the custom agents in Delhi and was sent on to his final destination in Bagdogra, which is a bit more rural. It's further away from like the big cities in India. And when he arrived there, he was actually arrested as he arrived and then taken to another city called Siliguri.
Stark said that Indian officials are opposed to Christian and religious freedom activities in the country.
The Indian government does not like people openly coming in to do missionary work in the country, or for that matter, checking up on the religious freedom scenario of the country either. I mean, the U.S. Commission for International Religious Freedom, which is the U.S. body that monitors religious freedom around the world, has actually never been given a visa to travel to India to monitor the situation. The Indian government flat out denies them every time they try.
Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in India and those seeking to help them. Jesus said in Matthew 25, verse 40, "Inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." 20 conservative members of parliament signed a joint letter calling on Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson to support churches reopening for prayer, weddings, and funerals as early as next month. In the letter, MPs point out that people can go to a busy supermarket for food, but cannot even go to pray in a church building. The country's current coronavirus lockdown guidelines do not authorize churches to reopen until July 4th. On Tuesday, Costa Rica became the first Central American nation to legalize faux homosexual marriage. In 2018, Costa Rica's Supreme Court ruled that the country's law against such perverted relationships was unconstitutional. Costa Rica's Legislative Assembly then had 18 months to change the law back to traditional marriage. Since the Assembly did nothing, the pro-homosexual law automatically went into effect this week. Latin America is now the epicenter of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic, according to the Pan American Health Organization. Brazil has the highest number of new reported cases in a 7-day period since the outbreak began. Peru and Chile are also reporting a high number of cases. A U.S. travel ban on Brazil goes into effect today. Acting Administrator John Barsa for the U.S. Agency for International Development sent a letter last week to U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres, calling on the U.N. to stop using the coronavirus pandemic to promote the murder of unborn babies. Barsa said the United Nations should be spending its time and resources on, quote, life-saving interventions, end quote, instead of providing abortion access as, quote, an essential service, end quote, on par with food security, health care, and sanitation. Quoting President Donald Trump, Barsa said the United States will, quote, never tire of defending innocent life, end quote. Proverbs 24, verse 11 says, "Deliver those who are drawn toward death, and hold back those stumbling to the slaughter." Although people living in nursing homes and assisted living facilities account for about 0.6% of the U.S. population, around 42% of coronavirus deaths in the U.S. are in those locations, according to the Foundation for Research on Equal Opportunity. The state with the highest number of nursing home deaths is Minnesota at 81%. And finally, a May report by the CDC found that the number of births in the U.S. fell 1% in 2019 compared to 2018. the fifth consecutive year of decreasing births and the lowest number of births since 1985. The study also found the general fertility rate in the U.S. in 2019 was 58.2 births per 1,000 females aged 15 to 44, down 2% from the rate in 2018, and the lowest since the CDC began keeping records in 1909. Psalm 127, verse 3 says, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, May 28th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.